We're following today's historic meeting between the leaders of North and South Korea, which came at the end of a busy week of diplomacy. At the White House today, President Trump meets German Chancellor Angela Merkel. This is just a one-day get-together, and it stands in stark contrast to the state dinner and address to Congress during the three-day visit by French President Emmanuel Macron earlier this week. Our political roundtable is coming right up, but first let's bring in Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR's Berlin correspondent. She joins us from the German capital. Soraya, thanks for being here.
Oh, you're welcome.
Germany is Europe's largest economy, a key U.S. ally. Any frustration in Berlin that Merkel is not getting anything close to the Macron treatment in Washington?
Well, it's interesting because I don't think she'd be very comfortable with that. I mean, she's sort of a no-nonsense, get-to-the-facts kind of person, and it's not like she and Mr. Trump have had any kind of close relationship. I mean, they didn't talk for about 5 months until last month when she was just reelected to her newest term. So I don't think she's really looking for that. But she is in America trying to do damage control because right now, Mr. Trump doesn't really see Germany as a reliable partner.
Damage control. And Germany, you know, of course, is the economic powerhouse of Europe and diplomatic powerhouse as well. And U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum imports are scheduled to take effect May 1st. Germany isn't happy about that. Talk to us about Merkel's case to the president on trade and tariffs. Will the EU get another exemption or not?
Well, she certainly is going to push for it. I mean, it's very important, and it would obviously hurt Germany and the rest of Europe if these tariffs were imposed. What she's probably going to talk about is that it's not, I mean, you can't really nitpick. I mean, that this America First approach isn't going to work. She's not going to give in on changing individual tariffs or doing certain things. But what she wants to point out to Mr. Trump is that Germany actually has double the investments in America when you compare it to America in Germany. The fact that Germany can't really help all the factors that lead to a trade surplus, that Germany and Europe are very much open to renegotiating a trade deal. In fact, that's what they want. And so she's going to try and encourage Mr. Trump to try and look at this a little more broadly rather than specifically picking nits, if you will, or saying, okay, we're going to do this to steel, or you need to do this about cars, and not really take into account the bigger picture. So this is why I think senior German officials are not really counting on her necessarily being able to convince Mr. Trump that these tariffs should not be imposed on May 1.
Soraya, do you think the fact that Merkel doesn't seem to have anything like a close personal, connection with the president, will it harm her efforts when it comes to trade, when it comes to the Iran deal?
Well, it's difficult to really understand what motivates the American president. And so it's unclear what is the better approach. She's not really going to change who she is, and she does have to answer to the German populace as well as to her coalition government. For example, on issues like NATO, on spending, defense spending, she can't really just go in and say, okay, we're going to do the 2% that Mr. Trump wants, to offer that carrot because there is opposition to it here. So she will just do what she's always done, which is be very factual and analytical. I mean, she is a scientist by training, and hope that something that she says will connect with the president and so that the relationship will improve.
NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson in Berlin. Soraya, thank you.
You're welcome, Eric.